This is Galesburg Live. We're talking with Stacy Brown. She is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services for Bridgeway here in Galesburg, among other places. And we were talking a little bit about the vote for the Mental Health Board coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. The tax, very, very small. One of these taxes that you honestly really won't even notice, won't really affect your life in any way. It's for something that's much needed in this community. And we were talking about going on and mental health court, drug court, and those type of things. And you know, quite often some of these people that are incarcerated that have issues that need help that they're not going to get being incarcerated are habitual offenders, too. I mean, they just keep coming into the system. And the reason is because they're not getting the help they need because they're simply being incarcerated.
Right. You have to be proactive on the other side. You have to catch them before they get to that point. And it's hard because a lot of people, there is a huge stigma around mental health. We all know it. Nobody wants to talk about it. But the funny thing is we can all honestly say we probably know someone who needs it or who has an issue with it or who is involved in it or a family member. You know, people just don't want to talk about it, and we have to. It's no different than any other illness. Heart disease. We talk about heart disease all the time. We talk about, you know, all these other issues that get people put into the hospital for a medical issue. Mental health, substance abuse, all of these are no different. So it's time that we start talking about it. Like I mentioned earlier, when we have met for the Clinton Health Matters Initiative, we also have agencies in the community who do a needs assessment every year, every 2 years. And it's becoming so much more prevalent, and people are so much more indicating mental health. This is an issue in our community. We've got to address it. And it is no different when you talk about corrections. There's a huge population there where we could have probably prevented from getting to that point.
Yeah, well, prevention, something to talk about, and first aid as well, which we're going to find out about that as well. Just a lot of things to think about when it comes to this. And like you said, there's so many stigmas that, yeah, we're more than willing to, you know, whatever. You cut back on the sugar. You don't want diabetes.
Or
somebody else around me has a cold, I'll throw in some vitamin C, drink some extra orange juice. Prevention. Right. Well, when it comes to mental health, that's we're not so much in that mode. We're going to talk more about that and mental health first aid as well. Good morning. Thanks for being here with us on this Saturday morning for Galesburg Live as we talk with Stacy Brown from Bridgeway. She is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway. We talked a little bit about the vote for the Mental Health Board. That coming up Election Day on Tuesday, April 4th. You can vote yes on that. If you do, it's not something you're even going to notice as a person that pays property taxes. It'll be such a small amount that, as Stacy mentioned, could raise millions and millions of dollars to help with the Mental Health Board, a need here in Knox County. Again, one of the few counties in Illinois that does not even have such an animal and something that we could definitely use and hopefully will be in the works rather soon.
I hope so.
Well, we're talking a little bit, kind of touched on prevention. Again, like you said, heart disease. Okay. You go out, you lose some weight. You want to prevent that, or, you know, diet, exercise, you know, diabetes, whatever, even for a cold, you know, we do things to try to keep ourselves safe. Even, okay, the flu's going around. Make sure you're washing your hands and, you know, covering your mouth,
right?
Get your flu shot. Right, all that kind of stuff. Prevention, but as you said, there is that, I guess, stigma when it comes to mental health. And again, not all levels of mental health, because it's such a broad range of things within that, whether it's developmental disabilities or physical disabilities. But as far as mental health itself and things, there are some measures out there for prevention, and people that need the services, or, you know, family member, they know somebody, they just might not know or are scared to talk about, don't want to talk about, but those services are available.
They are. There are a ton of services available in Knox County, whether it's developmental disabilities, whether it's substance abuse, mental health. The services are here, and we just need to start getting that word out. One of the tasks that we're working on through the Clinton Health Matters Initiative is to make sure the resources are known, getting the community to understand and know where to go if you have this issue, or even if you're not sure, here's a place where you can call, here's a place who you can talk to. and they're going to help you navigate this system. They're going to find you the services that you need. Now, I'll be honest, not all services are available right here in our community, but the goal is to make sure that we can assist and support people who need it. And for those services that are, let's get you hooked up. Let's make sure that you're getting what you need. And when you talk about prevention, it's very difficult because we all know how important prevention is, but it's always one of the first things that gets cut. And so you have to find creative ways to do prevention when you don't get paid for it or you don't have a program for it. So we've got to get information out there in the schools, first of all. I've talked to a lot of people recently who have talked about the need for assistance in the schools because that's where they're seeing children every day. We've got to get information out to our communities, no matter who you are, whether you work in a hospital and you see people with issues every day or you work in the radio station. You may encounter somebody who has some type of issue that you can help with and you don't know that you can. We've got to educate people.
I guess part of that is educating ourselves as well. Recognition, I guess, would be number one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about this, you talked about the stigma too, no matter where it is in the spectrum of mental health. You know, nobody wants to say, oh, you know, my family member had to be hospitalized. But nobody also is willing to say, you know what, I do. I see a therapist once, twice a month, and they really do support me. They help me through kind of those tough times. And I went through a really rough patch, but it was great to have somebody to talk to. People don't want to admit it or say it. But people would readily say, oh, yeah, I was at the doctor last week, you know, and I had to get this taken care of. It's not any different. And we need to start wrapping our arms around it and supporting it and letting people know that it's okay to talk about because it happens every single day.
You know, it's hard to figure where this stigma came from and why it's still there, because I suppose because there was a time where you had these big mental hospitals, I guess they called them.
Yes.
And people, you know, you see the horror stories and read about the different things that, you know, everybody's in a straitjacket or, in, you know, just locked in rooms and crazy stuff that went on. And I suppose that's part of where, you know, as a person, okay, well, I had a relative there and I'm embarrassed that there, maybe that's where the stigma came from. I don't know.
I think it comes from many different places. Yeah. You know, I think people think mental health or mental illness and one flew over the cuckoo's nest,
right,
is,
yes,
the first thing, right, that they picture in their,
right,
mind, which maybe at some time that maybe was what psych hospitals were like, but as they were starting to phase them out, that's not what it was. And there is a need sometimes for psychiatric hospitalization. People who maybe are at a danger to themselves or others need that moment in time or that brief stint in time to go and get that very intensive help. And I think it's people who allow themselves to be ashamed or embarrassed when it's really, like I said, no different than a medical issue as well. And we've got to find a way to get past that.
Well, I guess part of the problem also is the current incarnation of a psychiatric hospital. There's not nearly as many of them anymore.
Right.
There's so many have gone by the wayside.
They are very few and far between. And Bridgeway operates the crisis program. And so we screen folks for psychiatric hospitalization. And the goal is, we don't want to hospitalize people. And that's not what the goal of the program is. The goal of the program is to ensure that people are screened appropriately. And if they need hospitalization, then that's the path we're going to go. The goal is to deflect people, to get them back into their homes, back into their communities with a ton of supports around them to keep them safe. Sometimes it does move towards hospitalization. And I will tell you, it's very difficult to find beds in the state. And then what that means is people have to go very far from their home in order to get the help that they need.
Locally, for instance, if there is a case where somebody needs some sort of inpatient psychiatric help, I mean, is it available like in the local hospitals or is it having to find someplace elsewhere?
Now, we don't have that in our local hospitals. Cottage does have an older adult unit, but it's a certain older age range. There are some close in the Quad Cities and Peoria, so we try very hard to keep people as local as possible. But there have been many times where we've had to go to Southern Illinois, up by Chicago, in order to get folks help that they need.
And quite often, going back to like the mental health court and the incarceration, with somebody who needs help and protection for others and from themselves, those are the people that end up being incarcerated, and here they are at a place, well, that's not getting them help. That's locking, just straight locking them up. That's not doing them any good.
And I think that we like to say, and folks who work in corrections will say, we do have mental health services in corrections.
Yeah.
And we do. And sometimes they can be very effective. Personally, I don't think that system is where it needs to be yet. There's a lot of work still to be done. But again, prevention is the key. We need to be proactive. We're finding that our state as a whole is not providing us the help or the assistance or support anymore that we need. So we've got to look locally. We've got to take care of ourselves. That's part of what the Mental Health Board will do, but it's also part of what our community needs to do as a whole. So we need to start educating. And that's also what the Mental Health First Aid program does.
Well, and I guess the reason for the vote for this is because it's not something that, one, the state has money for, that you're going to be getting money from the state for. It has to be funded locally.
Exactly. And although many of the programs that occur in Knox County do get some state funding, and Bridgeway does as well, it's just something with what we've seen the past couple of years, we know we can't depend on.
Right.
You know, with the court order at the end of last year, was still pushing money through. We weren't sure when we were going to get it. And one of the greatest examples I heard the other day was that we are like that family. We live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. And in order to feel good about your services and be able to promote them and make sure that they're there for your community, we have to make sure that they're there. And so at this point, we are really saying we need help from our community.
And, of course, the state says, yeah, you're going to get it, but it's a matter of if and when.
When, yes, or if, you're right, right. Or you're right.
Talk, Stacey, a little bit about your background. You've been involved in mental health services for how long now?
Oh, many years. Many, many years.
You know, more than you care to say.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. But both in corrections and in the private sector as well.
Absolutely. I've had experience in correctional healthcare, correctional mental health. Also with child welfare. I worked for many years. I used to run a residential program down in Florida for 80 children who were abused, abandoned, or neglected. I've done work in foster care, adoptions. I feel like I've kind of run the whole gamut. So,
yep, absolutely.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you with us this morning. Tom Meredith, along with Stacey Brown, the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services for Bridgeway. And we kind of touched on a little bit prevention, mental health prevention. But another thing that most of us have outside of that industry have not heard of, and that's mental health first aid. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Just like anyone would take regular first aid, CPR, that's exactly what this is, except it's geared towards mental health. It is basically an interactive, evidence-based training that helps increase mental health understanding and starts decreasing that stigma that's associated with mental health. What mental health first aid is it's something that's offered to a person who's potentially developing a mental health problem or experiencing some type of mental health crisis. And then it's some type of aid that's given to them until, you know, appropriate treatment or support can be received or until the crisis that's going on resolves. We're not teaching people how to be therapists. We're not teaching people how to be crisis intervention workers. We're teaching them how to understand mental health, understand when people are having some type of mental health crisis or issue, and how to deal with it right in that moment to get them to where they need to be. And again, it can be that huge variety of mental health needs, something as simple as just needing some basic support, all the way up to somebody who potentially could be in some type of crisis.
So are classes, seminars available on this?
It is a one-day, 8-hour interactive training. It is very intensive, and folks who have been through it feel kind of wiped out at the end, but also the feedback has been that it's incredibly beneficial. Right now, it is free of charge. Lunch is included. Bridgeway has 5 certified trainers, and we've been doing mental health first aid in and around our community since 2009. We've done 74 trainings. We've trained over 1,300 people.
Wow.
And everyone should take it. We've had the opportunity to teach people in schools, people in hospitals, police officers, first responders, people like that. But we've also had the opportunity to provide the training to business people, just, you know, regular folks in the community who maybe aren't associated with any type of medical or mental health program. And it is a program that every single person should take.
Well, I suppose that that also includes, like, one of the things we touched on before is like recognition of an issue.
It is. And that's really part of what the focus is understanding and getting rid of that stigma. Everybody sees it. Everybody interacts with it. You know somebody who has an issue potentially. This is a way to better understand it so that it's not so foreign and not so scary.
And I suppose also for the person who has somebody in their life that they know and maybe learning how to deal with it, as you said, how to understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those are some of the very basics of the training is just, what does it look like? What is it that you're seeing that you don't understand? And people walk out and say, okay, now I get it. Now I know why you were feeling that way, acting that way. And they also have tools for themselves to use when they see somebody who's in a situation like that. They feel more comfortable approaching them saying, hey, I see that you're having a hard time. How can we get help for you that you may need? Bridgeway recently was just asked by the state of Illinois also to provide mental health first aid training to folks who work in Veterans Affairs. So we went throughout the state in 5 different locations and trained 70 veterans service officers, because the suicide rate with veterans is incredibly high. And part of what this training does is helps folks recognize signs and symptoms and when to maybe step in, or maybe when to get someone else and say, "This, I really think this person needs help."
Yeah.
So that was really interesting to see, you know, a perspective from a specific group of people and how they witness it, how they see it.
When and where will this take place, and how can people get registered?
It can take place anywhere, anytime.
Okay.
We go out into the community. We serve Knox County, but also the many counties that surround. So if folks just want to contact Bridgeway, and they can either contact me directly, they can call the main number, 344-2323, and say, I'm interested in setting up mental health first aid training. We'll get you to the right person, and we'll get it set up. Like I said, we will come to your agency, to your program, to your business. We do them in the community, and we put it out there so anybody can come. Again, it's free of charge, and our goal is really to have as many people in Knox County and the surrounding areas have the training.
Absolutely. That's a great service that's available. You know, one of the things I was going to ask, you said with all the different services available here locally in Galesburg and in Knox County that people don't know about, the 211 system, is that not supposed to be a way for somebody to find out that information?
It absolutely is. And when we were going through the process and setting up the advisory committee to get ready for the 708 vote and the 708 board, that was one of the recommendations that committee had, was that the 211 program and number we needed to ensure that was where it needed to be, had the resources, had the information, so that people, when they are calling it, are getting what they need. There's a lot of different services out there. There's, you know, Resource Link and Navigation Link through OSF that is also doing something very similar and getting people hooked up with resources. So as much support and information that we can provide to our community, then we'll do it in as many different ways as we need to. You know, the one thing that I always try and help people understand, because I don't live in Galesburg, is that Knox County and Galesburg is really a hub for the many, many small communities that surround it. We depend on Galesburg and Knox County for a lot of the things that we need. So if Knox County is as strong as it can be, all that's going to do is strengthen us from the outside as well. And being as rural as we are, we need as much of that as we can get.
And for people that don't know specifically the 211, which it doesn't seem like it's been talked about for a while since that kind of came into place, a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago now, that it's kind of like dialing 411 on your phone for information, except this is specific things for
services
that you need. You call 211 and, you know, you have somebody say, hey, they're whatever, teetering on the edge of this or that. they will put you in contact with who you need to be in contact
right.
with.
They are they have a resource list. They are a support as well, and they hopefully know all the different programs that folks wouldn't know as much about.
Mm-hmm. So it might be a case where they would get you in contact with somebody at Bridgeway or one of the other organizations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stacey Brown joining us this morning, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services with Bridgeway. Again, the vote is coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. That's Election Day. And one of the things on the ballot will be for the Mental Health Board here in Knox County, and a very small addition to the property tax. And again, as you said, if you have a $60,000 home, it's the equivalent of a couple of candy bars a month is how much you'd be paying, about $2.50. Or if you've a little higher end, $120,000 house, you're paying about for a $5 foot long a month is
exactly.
all that is. So
yes.
It really does not add up to that much when it's divided up over time.
It does not add up to that much. It's very minimal, but the benefit and what the community can get from it is incredible. And we need to really start looking for local solutions and supporting our local communities and agencies and services, and hopefully allowing, you know, the folks in mental health, substance abuse, developmental disabilities to be able to maintain in our area. We want to serve people in our area. We don't want them to have to go to Peoria or the cities or even further to get the things that they need here. That's our goal, is to serve our local community.
Well, and as you said, you talked about getting the word out for people to know what services are available here. I guess 211 is a great resource for that as well.
It is. And through the Clinton Health Matters Initiative and through other resources in the community, we're working hard to make sure that we're getting all those resources together. Everybody's going to know what everybody else does, and it's going to get pushed out to the community so that everyone is fully aware of what we have here, because we have so much.
And again, like you mentioned earlier, just with your services available at Bridgeway, I had no idea. So I suppose it's that way with some of the other services as well.
Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people don't know what Camp Kids does every
right.
year and help serve those kids. And people don't know what Rainbow Riders does, or Stonehaze, or KCCDD, or DD Homes. People just really don't know what all these agencies do. And so we've got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves locally and making sure that our local community is very aware. We've got so much here, and we need to work very hard to keep it.
Anything else particularly about Bridgeway you'd like to get out and let people know?
Just that we are a service out there for our community. We have a lot of different programs. If you're unsure, just call. And if it's not a program that we have, we will work as hard as we can to get you connected to it. Just one quick plug is that we have some great employment opportunities for folks. We have employment opportunities in nursing, in residential. So please, if you're needing employment and you qualify, come out. We'd love to interview and hopefully get a job for you. One of the things that I think is important, it just reminds me in thinking of that, of the three biggest agencies in Galesburg, we employ over 650 people.
Wow.
And that's a lot in a small community like Galesburg. And so, you know, we want to employ people. We want to give people jobs. We want to keep people in the area. So, yes, we have openings, but we want to make sure that we're keeping our people here and working here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, and as you said, if you don't know if Bridgeway has the services you're looking for, you're there to help people find where
we can refer you to the right place. We can tell you, you know, that's not something we do, but here is somebody
right.
who does. Here's their number.
Stacey, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Hopefully people will get out and vote vote yes coming up on Tuesday, April 4th.
I hope so. Thank you.
Stacey, thanks for your time. Stacey Brown is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway. Thanks for joining us here on Galesburg Live this morning. That's going to wrap things up. Cardinal baseball coming up a little bit later on this morning. News comes your way next, followed by Ask the Handyman.